100% real also.
Yeah. We're continuing with Jewish history, and we were up to the story of Yosef and his brothers, and when Yosef overhears the brothers talking about going out to war throughout Egypt, so he summons in his troops, and the brothers are getting ready to go out to war, and suddenly they hear a tremendous noise outside. They hear yelling. They hear noise, clatter of armor, and they look up and they see themselves surrounded. Soldiers upon soldiers have come, and they're all yelling, and they're all hooting and clattering their armor. And Yosef's point is to tell the brothers, you want to threaten me? We can talk. So Yaakov's children start getting scared. They're all going to get killed. Yehuda looks at his brothers and sees them getting scared. He says, what are you guys getting scared for? God's kindness is with us. And he quickly draws his sword and he lets out a roar, and with his sword he leaps and he yells at the soldiers with such a roar that the soldiers start running away. And as they're running away, they're all running to Paro's palace, and people are dying as they're running. They're stampeding one after the other. And Yehuda returns to Yosef. He's chased away the soldiers. And he stands there and he's huffing like a lion. And he wants to show Yosef he's upset. So again, he lets out a yell that his yell can be heard all the way back to Sukkot in Israel, and all of Egypt starts shaking, and the walls start falling in Egypt, and Paro is thrown off his throne from the roar, and the noise is so loud that all of the women in Egypt and Goshen miscarry from the roar, and Paro right away sends word to Yosef and says, what's going on here? Paro's getting scared. And he sends word to Yosef, what'd you bring these Hebrews here for? You want to destroy this country? So what do you care if that kid stole your goblet? What are you making us problems for? Let him go. Let him go with his brothers. If these people take us down, what's going to be with us? And if you don't want to do that, so then go with them. Leave my country. Look, with one roar, look at what they did. If they draw their swords and come fight, what's going to be left of this country? You choose what you want. You want me or the Hebrews? You want Egypt or the land of the Hebrews? But you're not continuing with this. Yehuda and his brothers start huffing and puffing, and they're getting ready for action. And Yosef starts getting scared. Suddenly he has his brothers in front of him, ready to draw their swords. Paro behind them telling him, hey buddy, I'm not backing you on this. You're not, this isn't right. And what Yosef has to do now is, we'll continue next time.